In the beginning of Perek Mem Dalad, the Alter Rebbe states that the two levels of love, Ahava Rabba and Ahava Shalom, one that comes as a result of one's performance of Torah and Mitzvahs with a degree of fear, and the love follows as a higher level love, and then the Ahavas Olam, a love that is born out of contemplation of the greatness and magnitude of the created of the world. Both these loves can be combined and exist in every Jew in the love that is called Nafshi Ivisicha. This is a love that comes from the recognition that God is our life, while at the same time the love that it reveals is a natural inborn love that exists in every Jew as an inheritance from our patriarchs. So on the one hand, the love comes from outside, from above the person, similar to Ahava Rabba, and on the other hand, it is revealed and experienced through contemplation, the contemplation of Nafshi Ivisicha, that God is our true life. The same is also with a higher level of love, also inherited, and that is the love of Kibro de Ishtadl, the son who does, exerts himself for his mother and father because he loves them more than he loves himself. This too is a love that we inherit from the patriarchs, and so on the one hand, it is similar to the Ahava Rabba that comes from above, and on the other hand, it too needs to be revealed, and the only way to reveal it is through the mind, through contemplation, similar to Ahavas Olam, that is the result of contemplating the greatness of the world. And so in these two loves, we combine both the higher and the lower love. What's the virtue of combining? If you have the higher love, why would you want the lower one as well? So the Alter Rebbe goes on to explain the virtue and the necessity for the lower level love. How does one attain this higher, the greater love of the love of the son, of the child for the parents? By becoming, getting into the habit of thinking of God as our Father, as the source of our life, and arousing, at least in our speech, in our behavior, arousing the love of a child to a father. Now for the 30th of Nisan, on page 657 in Pesach Mem Dalet. The Afim Nidme Lo L'Chiyeza Shulkayar Demyeni. And even if the person thinks that this habit that he's getting into of thinking of God as his father and arousing a love for God greater than a love of self, a totally selfless love, he might think that this is artificial and not genuine, is lo yohu, shouldn't worry about that possibility. It could be that the person who is trying to love God selflessly, the person himself is not being honest. In other words, in his conscious state, he can't be selfless, and he's fooling himself to think that he's being selfless. But that's as far as his conscious state is concerned. But in truth, the truth is that such a love does exist within him. Only it's a hidden love. But there's a need to bring it out into the open, to reveal it. And the benefit of revealing it is, in order to bring that love into action, that a person should act on that love, he needs to reveal the love by getting into the habit of thinking of God as his father. Shehu, what is the act that he wants to bring the love into? It's not just that he wants two separate things. He wants the love for God, the selfless love, and he wants to do Torah and Mitzvahs. He wants the selfless love for God to motivate and permeate his Torah and Mitzvahs. keben ha'eved es aviv. And he wants to do it for God's sake, to give God the nachas, just like a child who works for his father. The child who works for his father isn't doing it to gain himself some benefit. He's doing it to satisfy his father, to please his father. The alze amru, and concerning this, the sages say, machshava taiva hakadosh baruch hu mitzarfo lemaiso lihiyes gatfin leparcha kenal. The problem is that there is a blank space in between the true condition of the Jew, which is the love that a Jew has, that he inherits from the patriarch, that is totally selfless. That's his true condition. Then the behavior of the Jew, when he does Torah and mitzvahs in order to please God and give God the nachas, that also is true. Absolute truth. In between there's a gap. In between, in his conscious motivation, there's a selfishness. So this is the meaning of the expression that a good thought or a good intention, God connects it to the action. The meaning is that there is a good intention and there's a good action. They both exist, only they need to be connected because of the gap between them. The good thought is the condition of the Jewish neshama, that he is in fact selfless and wants only to make God happy. The maisa, the act, is also there because he does he studies Torah and he does the mitzvahs. Only in between the neshama and the mitzvah, there is the animal soul that does have selfish motivations, and so that separates the neshama from the mitzvah. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzarfa. God brings them together in order that the mitzvah should be enlivened by the kavanah, that the neshama should actually affect the mitzvah. They shouldn't be two separate things. V'hanachas ruach, and this pleasure that one wants to give God, who can marshal simchas hamelech mebnei shebo elov b'teis and ebeis v'asurim kenal. What is the pleasure that God gets from the Jew doing Torah and mitzvahs? Selflessly, it is the pleasure of having his son come home to him. It's not so much the pleasure of the mitzvah being performed, it is more the pleasure of the child, of the Jew, returning to God. Oy, li yes lei dira betachteinim kenal. Or another nachas, an even greater one, is that God will have the dira betachteinim, the dwelling place, in the lower world which God desires. So this is the kavana that the Jew does mitzvahs with. Either that he wants to give God the nachas of having his son come back to him, or he wants to give God the nachas of having the dwelling place, the dira betachteinim, that God desires. Hine gam lebechinas nafshi v'sicha hanao, even on the level of love, which is nafshi v'sicha, loving God because God is our life. Korev adover me'ed lehitziya me'ahelem el ha'gilui al yedei ahergul tamid b'pi v'libe shavit. It is possible, it is easily within reach for the person to reveal that love and bring it out of its concealment through the habit of saying and practicing. When the mouth and the heart are matched. Ach, im eine yachol etziela gili b'libei. But even if he can't reveal it into the heart, afal pikein yachol lasik b'teiro mitzvahs lishmon, he can still perform teira and mitzvahs lishmon for their own sake, al yedei tzir in yinavazu b'machshava shebemeche, by picturing this love in his mind and in his thought. U'machshava teiva kodesh baruch hu mitzarfa. And even such a good thought, that which is merely a thought, not an emotion, God will connect that to the deed as well. And this is why the Alter Rebbe says that even the love that is nafshi ivisicha, even that can be revealed through the habit. The nafshi ivisicha is a lower level love. So if the higher level, the like the sun, who loves his father and mother more than himself. If that can be revealed, then certainly the love of Nafshi Ivisicha can certainly be revealed. So why is he saying that even the Nafshi Ivisicha can be revealed? So the Rebbe explains that the love of a son for a father, that's a more spiritual thing. The fact that that can be revealed through habit, through the voice, by concentrating on that, on the feeling, trying to feel like a child to a father, is understandable, because the whole experience of the love of a child to a father is in the mind and heart. But the lower level love comes from the fact that the person experiences God as being his neshama, as being his life, his physical life. So it's a lower level, it's a more physical level. So here you might think that in order to arouse that kind of love, it won't do any good to think and to imagine himself that way. It would seem to take a more physical, there needs to be a more physical kind of activity to arouse a love that makes you feel and experience God as being the life of your body. So for this, the Alter Rebbe says that even so, getting into the habit of speaking of God and thinking of God as the life of your true life, your true neshama, that too can become effective and can influence the mitzvahs, that the mitzvah should be performed with life, that they should be able to rise. Because here also, the good thought, God will connect it to the act. God will connect it to the condition of the body, where the body should experience God as its life. In the Hayem Yem, so Lamed Nisan, which is Resh Chedesh, also the 15th day of the Omer, the Rebbe writes that Ha'ezvadus, the Suda Shlishis, the Fabengin, at Shalashudis, on Shabbos Mevarchim, the Yema de Pagra, which takes place, or should take place, on Shabbos Mevarchim, and on Yom Tevim, on holidays, like Rosh Chodeshim Umayadei Anash, like on Rosh Chodesh and Chassidish holidays, Tzrichim Lehizkayim Beis HaKnesses. These fabringen should take place in shul, not in private homes. But his vadas, the malava malka, the fabringen, which is a malava malka, this should take place etala nashe yichye bibateyem hapratim. It should be held in the homes of chassidim.